Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for July 21st, 2021. But before we dive in, I would love it if you could drop a 5-star review of this podcast on your platform of choice. It really helps us reach more people and it would make my day. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So messaging has always been a tough point for Android phones compared to iPhones, simply because iMessage is very good in both of its experience and its security, and the fact that it comes pre-installed on iPhones. As Google finally solves that problem with expanded adoption of RCS with end-to-end encryption, the company is pushing for its rival, Apple, to do the same by pointing out that the current fallback method for messaging instantly drops security. In case you missed the news yesterday, Google and Verizon announced a partnership that would see Verizon do away with its first-party SMS and RCS app as the default and adopt Google's Google Messages. In turn, Verizon customers will be given access to the universal profile that allows RCS messages between carriers around the globe and end-to-end encryption on top of that too. That completed bringing all three big carriers in the US together after AT&T joined the fray in June and T-Mobile before that. Clearly things are starting to take off when it comes to RCS adoption on Android, but there's still a huge barrier to this tech with regard to iPhones. Android users can now chat in RCS between other users on the platform, but sending a text to iPhone just reverts back to SMS between both parties. Speaking to The Verge this week, though, Google's Android head, Hiroshi Lockheimer, commented on this point, explaining that if the other platform, aka Apple, continues to rely on SMS fallback as their methodology, it ditches encryption and in turn security and privacy that's offered through Apple's iMessage. This is a smart angle for Lockheimer and in turn Google to play at. Over the past few years, Google has pushed a strong narrative of security and privacy to its customers by adopting RCS and instantly turning messages between iPhone and Android into encrypted RCS. Apple would fulfill that narrative, but it would lose a bit of the competitive advantage of iMessage, so it will be interesting to see how things play out over the next few years. Lockheimer apparently wouldn't confirm if Apple and Google have been in any discussions to bring RCS to the iPhone, though. It's worth noting that, of course, RCS also turns to SMS as a fallback when data connections are lost on Android. However, Lockheimer is pushing for the fallback to not be used when going between iPhones and Android phones, as it is today. Fossil has been the biggest supporter of Google's Wear OS through all of the platform's missteps, and now that things are finally headed in the right direction, the company is proud to say that it will debut more Wear OS smartwatches in 2021 with Qualcomm hardware under the hood. In a press release talking about Qualcomm's new wearable accelerator program, Fossil's Chris Hartley had a tease regarding what's next for the group when it comes to Wear OS. Apparently, Fossil is preparing to launch a new lineup of Wear OS products in 2021, even saying that the company will release the best possible Wear OS smartwatch, which is a bold claim. While details are obviously unclear on what this smartwatch will bring to the table, it is almost certain that this is referring to the Fossil Gen 6 lineup, which would be due for release sometime this year based upon the company's usual or previous schedule. Given the context that Qualcomm just announced, it would be releasing new Snapdragon Wear OS chips in the next year. It seems possible that Gen 6 would run on a chipset that's newer than the Snapdragon Wear 4100 series, which debuted in 2020, has only been used in two watches, and still has no guaranteed upgrade path to the new Wear OS experience, which has been released this year. In any case, it's still great to see that Fossil is sticking with Google's platform going into 2021, and it'll be interesting to see just what these new Wear OS watches bring to the table compared to the Samsung Galaxy Watch 4 and whatever Google has up its sleeve. The latest Android Auto beta points to the app being able to automatically open itself on more cars' infotainment centers. Today, whether or not Android Auto launches when you plug in your phone is generally determined by your car's infotainment system. For instance, cars from Subaru and Nissan will launch Android Auto as soon as you connect via USB or Wi-Fi, while Hyundai requires you to manually switch to displaying Android Auto. In the latest Android Auto beta update, version 6.7.1128, we find that Google is preparing a new setting called Initial Video Focus that controls whether or not your car should automatically open to Android Auto. It looks like the new setting will have three choices. The first is Let the Head Unit Decide, which sounds like how Android Auto behaves today, letting your infotainment system choose to launch the projection or not. Next, we have Request Focus if projecting in prior drive, which should launch to Android Auto only if you used it on your last drive. The third option, request focus on startup, should always launch Android Auto when it connects to your infotainment system. With any luck, this initial video focus option may allow more cars to automatically open into Android Auto. More importantly, it will not launch on its own if you don't want it to. It's good to see Google working on introducing more choice and control for Android Auto fans. For now, though, the setting doesn't appear to be live in the app, even with this latest update installed. And finally, in a significant expansion, Google is bringing its Lens visual search tool to the desktop via the Chrome browser. You've long been able to right-click on a picture in Chrome to access the Search Google for Image option. This uploads the photo in question to Google Image Search and shows your results in the standard Google.com layout. Moving forward, the right-click menu will show Search Image with Google Lens, and you're taken to a brand new lens.google.com/search website where the image in question appears on the left with the ability to crop and focus, while web results appear in a right column. Similar to the mobile interface, you'll get a quick result that links to Wikipedia. There's also a top match section and a grid of similar images and related content with other search terms. Google also gives you the image to retry with Google Images. Meanwhile, you can perform new queries with upload in the top right corner. This is a significant expansion of Google Lens, and it's already available on mobile web in image search, but integration with desktop Chrome is much more significant. It comes after Google added Lens to photos on the web in April for OCR text capabilities. On Android, long pressing any picture in Chrome gives you a smaller Search with Google Lens option that is powered by the Google app. Google Lens in desktop Chrome is rolling out with version 92 of the browser. This comes as macOS Monterey and iOS 15 will also launch this fall with added image search. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.